Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, so Marina, you're looking for Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, so to explain the situation, please, ma'am.
All right, so I've been seeing Jerry for a while now, and I really like him. I feel like he's the one, you know, like all the signs are there, and it was just going really fantastic. And then suddenly, out of nowhere, he just ghosted me.
Okay, damn. Well, okay, what happened last time you guys hung out, though?
Well, last time we hung out, it was like one of our best dates. Like, we had dinner, we hung out at my place, you know what I'm saying? Like, we had fun.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What kind of fun?
All kinds of fun.
Naked fun?
And then he just, like, he had to go home after because he had to work in the morning.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then he said he called me later. And then, like, since then, I've never heard from him again.
So
okay.
You can't think of anything that happened during that last situation?
Definitely not. Because it was really, like, a fantastic night. But I was just thinking, like, in general, like, what the hell could have, like, you know, turned him off? And I was like, the only thing I can come up with was I'm a bit of, an over-planner. You know, I'm really strict about being on time. You know, so yeah. I'm always like, yeah, I'm kind of annoying if we're running late.
Okay, just checking. All right, so stay quiet and we'll give him a call for you right now, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jerry?
Yeah.
Oh, we got Jerry. Beautiful. Jerry, my name is Romero. I'm here with Pebbles and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. Can I explain why?
Wait, who the f*** are you?
So we're calling you from a radio station, but it's because we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you on their behalf. But it's for a good reason. It's actually a really... Just let me explain. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so... It's a girl that wanted us to reach out to you because she would love to go on a date with you. And so she gave us your number. You know her. And she feels as if you guys have a connection. And so here's what we're offering you. I'm going to tell you her name. And if you agree to go on a date with her, all you got to do is tell us what night you want to do it. Tell us when you're free. And even tell us where you want to go. Like name the place. And we'll set it up, pay for it. Free drinks, free food, all that stuff.
Okay, free food? I'll take that.
All right, perfect.
I'm going to be hurting for money for quite a while, so...
Okay, well, let me tell you...
That's too bad.
Yeah, so the girl's name is Marina. Remember, you went out with her. She said you guys hung out and had a great time.
Oh, yeah. No, she's super chill. I was going to get back to her, but, you know, I got some shit I need to sort out, so...
What the hell does that even mean? What do you need to sort out?
Oh, jeez. Hold on. So, Jerry, Marina's on the phone right now, and she's... I mean, if you want to explain to her why you haven't gotten back to her, now's the perfect time, I guess.
I need you to explain. What sorting out do you need to do?
Wait a second. What the fuck? I mean, you're on the phone listening in? What is this bullshit?
Yeah, well,
because you're ignoring me.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Yikes. Well, you know, I was going to tell you eventually, but, you know, you got to promise that you won't be angry.
That I won't be angry. Uh-huh. I'm sure. I won't be
angry. Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
All right. Kind of crazy, but before I tell you this, you need to understand that there are no feelings attached. And that there is zero sex taking place.
What? Hold on.
What is
there
happening?
There are no feelings attached and there's zero sex taking place?
Okay, well, let me finish, for Christ's sakes.
Okay.
My ex just had our baby.
What?
What?
I've been staying over to her place to help out.
Wait, your ex has a baby with you? You have a baby? Is that what you mean?
Yeah. I know it sounds sketchy, but
okay.
You know, we hate each other, and this is totally an accident, but I'm doing this for the baby. I don't want to be a deadbeat dad.
Okay. You don't have to live with someone to be a deadbeat dad. I just don't even understand what the fuck this is. How do you have a whole baby and you never said anything?
Yeah, how do you not tell Marina, hey, that you're having.
I was gonna, but how do you bring shit like that up? Hey, you know, by the way, I'm about to have a kid with my ex that I hate.
Yeah,
you wouldn't even exactly give me a chance. I wanted to win you over first.
Oh, okay. So that you were gonna just ruin my life and then tell me you have this whole other life?
No, not at all. God, I mean, see, this is why I didn't want to say anything, because you're going to go up on all these...
It's better to just ghost me. Do you love this girl?
No, I told you, I hate her.
Oh, my God.
How does she feel about you?
She f***ing hates me, too.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, we made an agreement that, you know, we want to be good parents for the baby, so... We're trying to work through it, but yeah, no, I can't stand the bitch.
Okay, so can I ask you? Okay,
oh my God,
I'm sure you have questions, Marina, but I have a question. How were you planning to reveal this news to Marina about you being a dad?
How the f*** do I know?
Oh my God, I just don't get this. I don't. This is not making sense. How the f*** do you have a baby with someone you hate so much?
Well, you know, all I can say is that I don't drink tequila anymore.
This dude.
Okay, you're going to make a joke out of all of this? Are you serious?
Yeah, not to mention earlier he said it was an accident, so not exactly.
Yeah, it was a bad night.
Okay.
You know, I want to be a good dad. I don't want to, you know, f*** over this kid. You know, how can you fault me for wanting to be a good dad?
I'm not faulting you for anything other than being a complete ass towards me. That's why I'm faulting you. What kind of, like... I can't understand how you've been dating me and you failed to mention you have this whole situation and a baby. This is fucking crazy.
Okay, so Marina, you know the truth now. Jerry, would you like to give well, you said you would like to give Marina the other date. So that's good, right?
Sure, I'd love to go out again. Just, you know, give me like 3 or 4 months so things can settle down with the baby and then I'll be good to go.
There we go. So we have a love connection, right, Marina?
A few months? That you're an ass. I'm never hanging out with you again. I'm all set.
How can you fault me for wanting to be a good dad?
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@hot969boston.com.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.